That track. We went to Wilkes-Barre, and I was the fastest car there practicing. 5 minutes before lineup to qualify, Bill Gasaway said, "We want to see the flywheel out of that car and tappets." We thinking we had a roller tappet and the rear end. I said, "Bill, they're fixing to qualify. You're going to show me that stuff." So we took it all out, and he didn't even look at it. Went back the next day, and had three days of qualifying. I was second fastest overall, and it's already hot by now. And I said, "Bill, what's the idea?" He says, "Well," he wouldn't tell me, but we went to Hickory, and he told me, I sat on the outside pole. I'd actually had fast time, and they give David Pearson a half a second, so he'd be on the pole. Jazzway told me, he said, "Look, when they start this race, you just go to the back. I'm not going to listen to them factory people tomorrow." I said, "Gasway, just run me off now if you want to." I led that race, and something happened to the engine halfway through it. People didn't realize what weight do that let you build a Chevelle with a small motor in it and 200 or 300 pound light. That's how Bobby Allison gave me the idea of doing this. He did the same thing. And he had the same problems I had, except he was tough enough to stick it out, and I wasn't.
He was a pretty good engineer.
Yeah.
Bobby was.
What was it Junior told you about your engine after he ran your car at